Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And a good Saturday morning to you from an undisclosed location in Baldwin County in coastal Alabama. We are celebrating our 32nd year of doing this show this week, and thank you for tuning in. Good luck today, by the way, those of you who will be fishing not far from here in the Alabama Rodeo. We've got going on the 44th annual Mobile Big Game Fishing Club Ladies Day Tournament is this weekend. They'll be fishing all day today. The dock opens from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. for the weigh-ins. And tomorrow they'll do it from 3 to 6, and then the award ceremony at 7:30. So if you want to stop by and join in the fun, there it is. It's been going on since the 60s, the 44th annual Mobile Big Game Fishing Rodeo for the ladies. All right, we also have some other rodeo results we'll get to. The Grand Isle International Tarpon Rodeo, Faux Pas, two of the biggest fishing rodeos in Louisiana. We've got some highlights to run down for you on that. And I know a lot of you listening, not just don't listen for your recreational fishing enjoyment, but many of you are employed in the commercial or recreational fishing industries, the seafood industry. And if you have suffered losses last year, financial losses due to COVID, well, we're going to tell you how to apply for a share of $12.4 million that's headed to the state of Louisiana through the CARES Act. Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries' Jason Froba is going to be joining us to tell you who qualifies and how you can apply for that. And if you've got any questions about it, you can text them to me and I'll pass them along to Jason. Our text line is open at 504-260-1870. Text your questions along with your comments and your fishing reports if you've got one for us. We also have live reports coming from our staff of professional anglers, guides, marina operators. And we have a story for you this morning. Have you heard about the four teenagers who were caught following a two-year-long deer-killing spree? Now, that was revealed by a six-month investigation. Because they're juveniles, the names have been withheld from the public, but it's not going to stop us from designating them as today's bad boys of the outdoors. Now, earlier this week, we also recorded four cooking features with our buddy Chef John Foltz. And we had David Hubble of Hubble's Hearth. We cooked a couple of features with him for our Bayou Wild TV episodes. I'll tell you what those are. If you are headed out today, want to alert you, you got a couple of new species this weekend. Tomorrow, coming legal in Alabama state and federal waters, the amberjack season reopens. One per person, 34 inches on the fork length is the regulation. Triggerfish will also be open in the Gulf tomorrow. 15 inches on the fork length, one per person. So while you're out there red snapper fishing this weekend, you catch a triggerfish, throw him in the box. He's good to go. All right, here's your forecast. If you're headed out, Coastal Marine Forecast from the National Weather Service, about a 40% chance of rain all weekend. Southwest winds offshore 5 to 10, 1 to 2-foot seas. Boy, that's some good offshore conditions. Tomorrow, about the same, but out of a westerly direction, 10 to 15, but seas still expected around 2, maybe pushing a 3-foot range. On the interior lakes and bays, west winds 5 to 10 today. It'll be a light chop on the inside bays and lakes. And tomorrow, a westerly wind 5 to 10 knots and smooth conditions. Tide not the greatest, a little better than a 0.6, over a half a foot tidal range. And the Mississippi River level is at 8.9 and falling, and just can't fall fast enough for us. And if you think it's hot outside, The Lake Pontchartrain water temperature this week hit 90 degrees, so just about as warm in the water as out of it. So take care of all those summertime precautions, sunscreen, floppy hats, stay hydrated, and, of course, get that ice. You need a lot of ice. All right, so there it is. Stage is set, and we come back after this first break. We'll head to where we normally go this time on a Saturday morning to talk to Robbie Campo. He's at Campo's Marina in Shell Beach, and you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network as we head into our 33rd year. All right, in this last Saturday of July, we're looking at a little bit better weather picture than we have in the past several weeks. The only rainstorms I see right now to start off with, anyway, there's one located between the Chandelier Islands and then down along the tip of the coast around Venice, and then there's one approaching Grand Isle, but they're small, pretty intense. Hopefully they'll dissipate and go away. Robbie Campo joins us now from Shell Beach at Campo's Marina, where, Robbie, looks like high tide this morning is going to be about 8 o'clock and 4 p.m. on the low tide, so we're going to have pretty much a falling tide once the morning gets going, except for those real early birds. How's the fishing been up to this point this week?
You know, Don, it hasn't been all that bad. I tell you the truth, I didn't expect the fish to be caught as good as they were caught this week. Yesterday was a good day. And, you know, from the backside of the dam to the Long Rocks was good yesterday. The little rigs in Elwha were good. Down all the way out to the islands, it has been the better spots. They're fishing over the Oyster Reefs, but they got a lot of white trout mixed in them up in Christmas Camp Lake, Comfort Island, Dead Man's Island is pretty good. But I tell you, Don, you know, we're at the end of July here. We're approaching August tomorrow, so I can't believe we're already in August. But anyway, we're approaching August, and I get the same thing I get every year. Man, the 11.5-inch trout that's out there is just unreal. People need to start fishing with a slide caulk. It's a very effective tool, especially this time of year when the water is 81, 82, 83 degrees. Those fish tend to go deeper. Your bigger fish tend to go deeper. The adults want to be in air-conditioned people. They want to go down to the bottom. If you don't know how to use a slide caulk, Google it. It's simple. Fish the slide caulk. It's an effective tool for this time of the year. It catches bigger fish. This is what and everybody that's doing this seems to be doing okay. You say, well, what about the Carolina rig? Well, the Carolina rig works, but it's not as effective as dangling a bait in front of a fish's face. Then that shrimp has to hit the bottom, swim, and swim up. So you're better off with the dangling the bait in front of his face and let him ambush it with a slide caulk. But it's been an effective tool, and everybody that's using it, that's going a little bit deep, but that's trying to fish at 7 or 8 feet, has been doing really well. Redfish has been kind of slow around here. The guys that want to go redfish has been kind of slow. It's not been, they haven't been eating up anywhere. But they did catch some trout over at the Stone Island, so in Black Bay, which is something I hadn't heard in quite a while because it's been fresh water over there. But we did get some salt water up into that area, and they did catch some trout over at Stone Island, past Fernandez on the south side, of the Margot. So if somebody wants to try that, even caught some over in Lake Campo, which is, like I said last week, it's kind of wild, but it happens. So, you have options. Don, we're going to step into live bait. Live bait is, it's critical this time of year. It's turning in from brown shrimp to white shrimp in that transition period. Your local bait catcher goes from a hero to a zero with nice bait to all little ones. So, I hate to say it like that, but he does. We okay right now. We got some in the tanks in the body. We tried. They living okay. So, but if you're going to be out late this morning, I'd make that stop on that Paris Road and go see Mr. Jimmy Dixon or go see Mr. Tony Cucci. Those guys could use your business, and you have the opportunity to get bait. I want everyone who wants bait to go get it. So, but as of right now, we're good. We're holding our own right now. We got a few left. So, but I tell you, Don, I couldn't believe the fish that was caught yesterday. with, you know, with a slack tide like we had. I mean, it was falling during the day, but it really wasn't running. So, but I tell you, man, it did really well. It really surprised me. But they came in late. Now, the guys, they didn't get it for like 8, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. It was 1, 2, 3 o'clock before these guys got in. So, you know, you have to put a little time in. So just keep that in mind. Stay hydrated because it's hot. We're in a hot dog days of summer. And remember, get you a CETO. go buy a CETO insurance policy. Man, I want people to have that. Man, more people broke down this week that don't have it. I was in and out of this body like a zipper going getting people. Get a CETO. Call CETO and get with CETO program. It's the best $179 you ever spend in your life, I promise you.
No doubt about that. Rob, you know, one of the things I think about when we turn the corner in August is catching those big trout, maybe using that sliding cork you're talking about at some of the platforms out in Black Bay, using croakers. Any chance at all you would ever be able to offer croakers to the public, or is that something they just got to bring their cast net and catch their own?
No, I got some on hand. I've been saving them down, and it takes $5,000 to get 500, you know, so... But we have been keeping some on hand, you know. And most of the guys that's using them are going fishing snappers. So, and that's something else they did really well with yesterday. A lot of mangroves yesterday, Don, out there about like 116, and you know, it did really well with the mangroves yesterday, and it did really well with red snappers yesterday. So, that's what we've been keeping them for. You know, I mean, that's the only guys that's been using them. Really, our trout guys hadn't been using them, but we do have some on hand.
Yep, well, it's that time, and you know, the conditions are probably not going to be any better than tomorrow. Talking about 5 to 10 and smooth conditions to run out to some of those far places where we can't normally get other times during the year. Well, Robbie, one last thing. I think it's only fair to warn the public that down at your marina next weekend is the 25th annual Rummel Fishing Rodeo. And you know what that means. RJ and crew, hold on to your wallets, but it's going to be a lot of fun. They're going to have food, drink, and, you know, give away the T-shirts. The weigh-in's going to be from noon to 2 next weekend. And if people want to get signed up, they go to RummelRaiders.com, and they need to sign up by Thursday. That's the cutoff to get in on it. But you know that gang, been coming down there for a lot of years.
Oh, yeah. You know, and it's something that I'm glad to see brought back down here instead of at the school. You know, it's been quite a few years since it's been here. So I think Jake told me yesterday around 200 tickets sold. So it should be a fun one.
Yes, it is. And you know that RJ, he's the only guy I know that ever asked to rent bait. You know, he goes on there asking you if he can rent shrimp, you know.
RJ's a one of a kind, my man.
Yeah, well, he actually got alumnus
of the
year.
But he's a one of a kind. It's Saturday. He's coming.
So, thank God he is, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, look, y'all coming down, hook the left. Come on down and see us at Campos.
We'll do it. Thank you, Robbie. Always appreciate your report,
buddy.
My friend.
All right, bye-bye.
See. All right, there he goes, Robbie Campo. Campos Marina. Shell Beach, your launch and baiting headquarters. All right, we come back after this. Going to get to some of your text messages. By the way, if you got a question for Jason Froba, who's going to be joining us in just a few minutes to talk about that CARES Act, $12.4 million headed to the state. If you suffered losses, if you were part of the fishing or seafood industry in Louisiana, he'll tell you how to apply and who can apply. We're back with more right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we get text each and every week, comes right in here to the studio, whether we're here in South Alabama or we're back at the mothership over there at the main station, flagship WWL in New Orleans, or at St. Hubert's Cathedral in the piney woods of the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain. And checking on those messages, we got quite a few coming in this morning. We're hearing from the Lafayette Yacker. He's thanking us for me and Chris LeCocq for Bayou Wild TV putting together The History of Ride the Bull. It's a great tribute, he says, to both Danny and Christian Ray. That's, again, he says he also enjoys all the information from the reporters, and he's staying out of the heat by staying close to the house. Well, about that program, that's airing this week on Bayou Wild. It's a rerun, but if you haven't seen it, or if you have, you may want to check it out. That particular program, it's called 10 Years of Ride the Bull, the largest kayak tournament, which is coming up soon down in Grand Isle. I believe it's still the largest in the world. That earned a 2020 Bronze Telly Award for Bayou Wild TV, among many others. thanks to the great videography of Chris Lecoq. All right, we also have this one, drinking coffee at the Neyland Family Farm in Centerville, Mississippi, getting ready to warm up the New Holland and clip the food plots today. That's our friends at Team Last Stall Raider Pride. Hey, hope you're going to be at the Raider Rodeo next weekend. And, yeah, it's time to get out there and start thinking about those hunting seasons. Even though we got these 90-plus degree temperature days, it's on everybody's mind. Here's one that says, ready for your show. It's hot on the bayou, so we headed to Quitman to fill feeders for the deer and long beards, that's turkeys, and got salt for the whelping does. Good day. That's Mike, Pat, and Red from Bayou Liberty. Yeah, everybody's got that deer hunting on their mind and getting ready for the duck seasons. You know, it just comes natural this time of the year. Here's one said, want to let you know my grandson and I fished the Wrigley's last Sunday, caught a bunch of big 2 to 3 pound sail cats. I heard they were good to eat. Is this true? Yes and no. It depends. They taste pretty much like a freshwater catfish, but I find them a little bit stronger. And sometimes they've got a pretty thick bloodline in them, and you got to cut that out. But marinating them in milk overnight helps out. But all I can tell you is try them. I mean, not going to hurt you. And if you like them, they're easy to catch, and there's plenty of them. There's no size limits and no creel limits. All right, we got Ed checking in from Wilmer, Alabama. He's getting ready for another hot day. Well, you will have it, that's for sure. All right, had a couple of really big fishing rodeos in Louisiana last weekend. The oldest in the history of saltwater fishing rodeos, the Grand Isle International Tarpon Rodeo. The outstanding captain, and we're going to be fishing with him pretty soon too, is Jeremy McHugh of Stillwater Charters out of Mississippi. He won the catch and release category for the tarpon. There was a croaker come in at 4 ounces to win first place. You know, I'm kind of thinking maybe it's time to retire that croaker category from rodeos. There just don't seem to be enough big ones there. 4 ounce croaker is pretty much a bait fish. All right, white trout. This is a big white trout. This was caught by Lane Samrall. 5 pounds, 4 ounces. I haven't seen one that big in quite a while. Bill Murray. Now, not the Ghostbuster Bill Murray. This is Bill Murray from Biloxi, Mississippi. He captured the bull red category, 34 pounds, 14 ounces. That's a lot of redfish. And also congratulations to Malachi Dupree. He's from New Orleans. He caught a grouper that weighed 86 pounds to take the grouper category. Drumfish, big one, 42-10. Ridge Eche from Thibodeau caught that one. The yellowfin tuna was won by Dylan Arsenault of Marrero, 139 pounds. Those are some of the highlights from Grand Isle Rodeo last weekend. Over on the Venice side of the state, faux pas was held. Speckled trout was won by Team Dynamic Outdoors, a 6.45. Dolphin, 28-15. I hope they had a star ticket because that would take first place. That was Team Big Boy brought that one to the weigh scale. And a really nice red snapper brought in by Double J, which has won a lot of events, 29.35. Also hope they had a star ticket, too. All right, if you didn't get your star to rodeo ticket, I suggest you get it. It still goes on. Got plenty of time left. It's all the way through Memorial Day. All right, coming back after this, we're going to be joined by Jason Froba with Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. If you suffered losses in the fishing or seafood industry in 2020 due to COVID, the CARES Act has $12.4 million designated to pay to Louisiana residents. We'll tell you who qualifies and how to get it, and answer any questions you might have at 504-260-1870. We're back in 3 minutes where you're listening to the 32 years old today, the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, in just a minute or so, we're going to be talking to Jason Froba, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. If you were financially injured by the COVID restrictions in 2020 and work in the fishing or seafood industries, you'll be wanting to hear what he has to say about how you can cash in on some of that money coming to Louisiana to the tune of $12.4 million under the CARES Act. Got a couple of more texts in. I'm hearing from my old news newscasting buddy in radio, Deb. She used to do the news while we did this show many years ago. She's working at a pharmacy, but she's listening on the way and said, you're celebrating your anniversary in Alabama? With a question mark. Yeah, well, Alabama's an important part of this program. We cover everything from the Florida state line to the Texas state line and everything in between. And we are glad to have a station, affiliate station, FM Talk 106.5 right here in Mobile as one of our stations. All right, here's an, oh, she says, when you celebrate 35, go back to the mothership and bring the donuts. That's something to be remembered for. The guy that used to bring 6 boxes of donuts to feed the radio station. All right, here's one about the cooking fish and whether it's worth cooking. Suggesting Frank Davis' seafood notebook for everyone who wonders about how to cook a fish and whether it's worth cooking. It's brilliant. It is a fantastic book, and a lot of you know and miss Frank Davis. He was one of the fishing pioneers of outdoor radio and TV media coverage of fishing, and he wrote several books. He was an accomplished cook, and he's got some great recipes in that. It's called Frank Davis' Seafood Notebook. I'm sure you can find it online. All right, right after this quick 10-second pause, we're back with Jason Froebel, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, to talk about the CARES Act, and we'll tell you what that is all about. Right after we let our local stations identify themselves along the outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, a lot of you who listen to this program are employed, if not just enjoy recreational fishing, employed in the commercial fishing industry, the seafood industry. You own a commercial fishing boat, seafood processors, seafood brokers. All of these people could be eligible to receive assistance due to the losses suffered through the pandemic in 2020. And joining us to talk about this is Jason Froebel, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. Jason, thanks for getting up early with us to let our listeners know about this assistance that's going to be available.
Good morning. No problem. It's my pleasure.
Tell us, it's the Consolidated Appropriations Act. It's also known as CARES Assistance. What is this all about, and who can qualify, and how do they go about doing that?
So this is a second round of funding that Congress appropriated. Earlier last year, they appropriated $14 million through the first round of CARES, and so we're calling this one CARES 2.0, which provides $12.4 million for members of the seafood industry who may have experienced a loss from the CARES Act pandemic. And anyone who is a commercial fisherman, a vessel owner, a dock processor, broker-dealer, and charter captains are eligible to participate, but they must have experienced a greater than 35% loss in revenue due to this event.
So they will be asked to provide documentation about that loss, and what would be accepted for them to qualify in terms of documentation?
So a lot of these folks are going to have what we call a trip ticket, and we're using those to help us make that loss determination, and we can do that for folks that use trip tickets if they choose to. For folks that don't have to submit trip tickets as our charter captains, we're going to be asking for them to provide information in their application that's associated with their tax records, and then they have to provide copies of the summary documents for those tax records.
And as far as being a legitimate business, you know, we've got a lot of people who do this part-time. They buy their licenses and their permits, and they'll pull trawls or they'll run crab traps, but they may not have an official business name as an LLC or a corporation. Would they qualify?
They would. If you hold a commercial license, we're considering you a business and eligible. You don't have to do it full time. We do have some documentation that you can complete to prove that you're full time if you choose. And the reason I mention that is if you're a full time participant in this industry, you are eligible for a larger payment.
Okay, now where is this form? What is the first step? Someone's listening, they say, well, that's me. I lost a lot of money and I want to try to regain that. Where is this application available?
So it's going to be available online, and you're going to have to go to our website, wlf.louisiana.gov. On our homepage, there is a banner that's going across that has a commercial shrimping vessel that mentions CARES 2.0 applications being open. If you were to click that banner, it'll take you to the main page for this program, and all of that information is there. There's a button for you to apply when the program opens on August 9th at 8 a.m. And there's a list of links that provide all these documents. You can click on the links to get the documents. And there's a list of all the documents that you might need to apply. We're asking everybody to review that and make sure they have everything in hand before they get started.
Very good. Jason, I got a couple of texts coming in with some questions. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll pass those along to you so you can answer them. If you happen to have one, text me at 504-260-1870, and we'll pass that along to Jason Froebel with Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. It's CARES 2.0, providing a total of $255 million in funding, $12.4 million earmarked for Louisiana. We'll be back right after this. And if you're just getting up and tuned in and joining us, we have with us Jason Froebel, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. We've been talking about the CARES Act assistance, $12.4 million in financial assistance going to be made available to Louisiana fishermen, seafood industry personnel, who were financially affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. And, Jason, I got a question. I think we failed to mention this. Somebody wanted to know, when is the deadline? They're concerned about getting all their documentation and paperwork together. When does this have to be turned in?
So it has to be turned in by the end of August. One of the things we're pushed up against is a deadline to try and get all this data and all the application information to the federal government so we can get the payments out. So we're going to open up on August 9th and be open for 3 weeks. It's one of the reasons we're trying to get the word out ahead of that opening day so people have an opportunity to get everything together.
I have another question about, is there a limit on an individual how much they will get? I guess the thinking there is we've got all this money. It's probably all going to be, you know, given to the people who qualify. Is it going to be like prorated, or is it first come, first served? And if you've got a big claim and you get paid and someone else, there isn't enough to fill their claim, how is that going to work as far as who is given priority and how much can they get?
So the program's designed that everyone that applies and is eligible will actually receive a payment. It is not based on exactly how much you've lost, but it is going to be based on if you're a full-time or part-time participant and then what type of participant you are. So those payments are going to be structured that way, and then the final payment will be determined by the total number of applicants that apply.
Okay. And I have someone that said that they applied for the original amount and they had to submit some information and some documentation. Will they need to do that again for this one?
So if you apply for the first program, there is some documentation that we will not need again. And that's going to be your certified fisherman forms that prove that you're full time, as well as your 15 through 19 taxes. If you submitted those the first time around, we're not going to require that again.
So how will they be identified? Do you get it like an account number when you first apply? If you collect it on the last distribution, does this create a number for you so that when you do apply, it's recognizable and you don't go through all the same paperwork, documentation, gathering, and submission that you did the first time?
So it's all going to be based off of their license numbers.
Okay. And what if, well, I guess, I don't know about seafood docks. I don't know if they're required to have licenses, like a marina that would sell bait, for instance. I guess they would need a permit to do that. I'm sure there's some kind of way that they are registered and identified by the state. I'm sure that'll be done. Well, is there anything else you want to add, Jason? I think we covered it pretty good, and we got most of the questions answered. But if somebody has questions and they're driving or they're on a boat and they don't have time, where can they find out more information or maybe even get some assistance? Because not everyone, as hard as it may be to believe, does not have access to the Internet.
Right, right. If you have questions about the program, you can call our department at 855-262-1764. That'll get you in touch with our program development section, and they'll be able to answer any questions you have about how to apply and what you need to apply. If you need help completing your application, we've partnered with South Central Planning and Development Commission, and you can actually make an appointment with them and go to one of their offices, and they'll help you fill out the application online. And their number is 800-630-3791.
3791. Okay, I have those numbers here. If someone was driving, wasn't able to grab them, just send me a text or shoot me an email next week, and I'll be glad to provide those numbers. Let's see. There was one more thing that came to mind. Well, maybe we'll have to rethink that. But there was one thing that someone wanted to know, and I have to try to find it. If I find it, I will call you back, and we'll get an answer on that. But anyway, thank you, Jason, for doing that. I remember what it was. Here it is right here. Someone wanted to know, is this a loan like the PPP, or is this just a benefit that, you know, you would receive the money, and I guess you'd have to claim it as income on your following tax year. But this is not a loan, is it?
It is not a loan, and it will be a direct payment, and it will have to be counted as income, and you will have to report it on your taxes.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, you can't beat that, and certainly worth the effort to collect it. Well, Jason, thanks so much for being with us. We'll keep you in mind, and if we have any questions that come up, I'll have the listeners get you. I'll get a hold of you and relay it back to them. Thanks so much for providing this information. This is going to help a lot of people in Louisiana.
Thank you.
All right, that's Jason Froba with the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. All right, I got some more text messages coming in. Let's see. This one is, congratulations, 32nd anniversary of the Outdoor Show. Welcome back to South Alabama. He's texting from the Louisiana Embassy in West Mobile. This is David Hubble. He was cooking with Martha and Chris and I and Chef John Fultz, and he knows the Bayou Wild audience can enjoy all those recipes that were captured on video. Chef John's frog legs recipe was delicious. And he's looking forward to the start of the new Bayou Wild season. You are exactly right. And I wanted to mention some of those items, the recipes that we prepared there. And I asked Chef John to kind of come up with some lesser known or obscure ones that people might have or have never tried before. And he did that. There's a Sicilian fisherman stew is one of the recipes you'll see. Then to coincide with our Wicked Charters fishing trip where we caught bull red, garfish, and bull sharks, he came up with a garfish coubillon, which was really good. And then an unusual one called black-eye pea battered shrimp. You don't want to miss that one. Very unique. But the one that David's talking about was the ossobuco frog legs. That got my number one vote. Didn't know you could do ossobuco with frog legs, but he did. And David did the West Indies salad, which is kind of a traditional South Alabama dish. And then he also did Bayou Wild Shrimp, named it after the show we taped it for, and that was pretty tangy. If you want to check out some of his products, he can ship them to you. Go to Hubble's Hearth, or if you're on my website, you'll see a link. Just click it there, and it'll take you there. All right, when we come back after this, we're going to get a report from Grand Isle. Tarpon Rodeo is history now. Let's see if the fishing's still going on. Darrell Carpenter was having a heck of a week earlier. We'll see if that continued through this weekend. Back with his report right after this. We get our Grand Isle fishing reports from Captain Darrell Carpenter, realscreamers.com. And, Darrell, I don't know if you heard that last segment, but that CARES Act certainly applies to many of your cohorts in the charter guide industry, and I'm sure they're aware of that. If not, maybe we need to spread the word to them if they need some financial assistance to make good losses last year caused by the pandemic. This is some excellent funding that's coming available to them.
Oh, yeah, Don, this is actually round two. The Charter Boat Association was instrumental in forming some of this and how it works. So, yes, Richard is well on top of it. And if any of as long as our members are reading our newsletters, they should be well on top of it. Applications start, I think, Monday or next Monday.
The 9th. Yeah, it'll be a week from Monday, yeah.
Right.
Very good.
Yeah, we're on top of it. But, I mean, this morning we're doing nothing but sitting here cast net and pogies and shrimp and watching Mother Nature's light show. We're trying to decide which way it's going to go. In fact, I'm getting the first drops on me right now. But there's some big, big storms in the Gulf. We're just waiting to see where they're going. All week long, I would say up until about Friday, it was just like those pictures I sent you. It was really, really nice trout. Really good fish. Friday is when we started dropping our tide. The numbers weren't as good. The females looked like they had spawned out. They were long and skinny. The numbers weren't as good. The fish weren't ganged up like they had been all week. Now, we start getting our tide back, but I think the weekend's going to probably be a little bit slow. You're going to have to hunt and peck because of the tide situation. But Grand Isle, we've been talking for several weeks now about the dredge. Immediate Grand Isle and the immediate vicinity has been still a little bit dirty. I mean, you catch it late in the evenings, It's like the tide's pulling some of that dirty water out. It's been great. But in the mornings, you've either got to go. I've been everywhere from Terrebonne Parish over there around Cocodrie all the way to Plaquemines Parish over around Shell Island. But if you get away from Grand Isle, the water is gorgeous. I mean, it's swimming pool water. So we've been doing a little bit traveling to find our fish. It's been really, really good. The bulls have shown up in the passes because we're catching. Yesterday we caught a couple of bulls while we were in the middle of jigging for trout. But it's been really, really great. I think it'll resume that. We got a north wind coming supposedly with this front. We're going to have to wait and see, you know, how strong this front is. But when we start getting our tides back Monday or Tuesday, I see no reason why this pretty water doesn't hang around and we go to catch it. Live bait has been a little bit of an issue. Our water has now hit the low 90s with these hot days we've been having. Aside from the fact that we're in between that period of brown shrimp and white shrimp, shrimp's been really hard to catch. And anything else you've got to treat them real tender, because to keep them alive in 92-degree water is a little bit tough.
Darryl, the video you sent me, it looked like you guys were fishing on the bottom of Carolina rig with live bait. Was that the ticket, and is that, do you think, is going to continue to catch some of those nice 2 to 3 pound specks?
That video I sent you was actually soft plastics on the bottom. To be honest with you, Don, I haven't used 10 live baits this week. Wow. I've carried them with me every day. But the live bait has been producing more trash fish. We've been on that beach, so it's been producing more bluefish, more Spanish mackerel, more gaff tops. The action for me has all been 100% plastics on the bottom. I've been fortunate enough that I've had crews that were able to work them. But, you know, now I will tell you, the folks around me, the other boats around me, especially yesterday, what I saw when I went to the east, the boats that had shrimp, the boats that find these marinas that actually have shrimp, they were doing very, very well. The fish just act like, I've got a live well full of croakers, pogies, and finger mullets, but the fish acting like lately they don't want them. If you've got a shrimp, you've got a guaranteed bite.
I was wondering how y'all were catching them so quick, you know, without stopping to put bait on there. It was plastics. That explains it. Well, glad you're having such a good trip, and thank you so much for the reports, especially with that dredge going on, and you got to stay away from that dirty water to catch trout. Somebody wants to get you, Darryl, give us a phone number. They can find you at realscreamers.com and also on my website. But if they want to call you and set something up for, you know, post-school fishing, tell them how to get you.
Just pick up the phone, 225.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
937-6288. And the way the phone's been acting, sometimes text works better. It seems to come through better.
Gotcha. Thanks, Darryl. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Don. Y'all have a good day.
And we'll be back with our number two right after this quick pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And broadcasting from Baldwin County in South Alabama, celebrating our 32nd year of this show. Thank you for tuning in. And, boy, we got a lot of Alabama texters coming in this morning. If you want to text us a question or a comment, it's 504-260-1870. Previewing what we got coming up this hour. More of those live fishing reports. We're going to hear from Captain Mike Gallo. Also, your paddler report with Eric Mohabarak, and Ryan Lambert will close it out with a fishing report from down in Plaquemines Parish. We're also going to tell you the story of our bad boys of the outdoors. Four teenagers. They were caught. Took a six-month investigation to reveal a two-year-long deer killing spree. And because they're juveniles, their names are being withheld. That may change. They may decide to try them as adults, but we'll keep you up to date on that and tell you the story all about that. All right, this program on the road this morning, we're going to be on the road again next week. We will be broadcasting from the Hilton in Thibodaux, Louisiana. It is the Louisiana Outdoor Writers Association's annual convention. There'll be an awards presentation from the internal awards, and I have good and reliable information that Bayou Wild TV has captured more best video awards. Don't know which yet, but we'll find out. That'll be going on next weekend, 6th and 7th. The gathering of all the outdoor writers, broadcasters, bloggers, podcasters all across the state. One of the highlights is we award the Fish of the Year awards to the people who caught those fish. I'm happy to tell you we'll be seeing Bradley Cole Thurman of Meadow Lakes, Texas. He caught that 106.2-pound black grouper out of Port Fouchon. That was a new number one state record. Our fly fishing division winner was Jim Johnson of Lecompte. He caught a 1.64 chain pickerel in Cocodry Lake. Up there they call it Cocodry. Down south it's Cocodry. Never could figure that out. But we'll pronounce it where it's from. Cocodry Lake up at Forest Hill. That's also a new record, topped an existing 16-year record that on the previous chain pickerel. Louisiana Outdoor Writers Association has been keeping the fish record since the 1940s. Check it out, Louisiana Outdoor Writer Association, and you'll find some of those interesting records that date back to the 40s and 50s. And I believe some will never be broken, but I tell you, there's a lot of them that have been set in the recent years. All right, so we got all that to talk about. Back to our text message board. We got the Mad Trucker. He's texting in from Alabama this morning. Someone says, what do largemouth bass like this time of year on the muddy rivers? This time of year, jig pitching is a good thing to throw, particularly if the water's a little muddy. And we have Dixie George. He's sitting in the woods. God really got this right. It's so beautiful and no stress. Happy 32 years. Well, I'll tell you what, sitting in the woods this time of the year, as long as you're this early, it's okay. But, boy, that can be some nasty conditions. Those thick woods with no breeze and lots of mosquitoes on a summer day. I don't envy the people out there working in those food plots. All right, so we got a lot going on. We got Mike Gallo's going to be checking in. I want to check with him about the alga blooms that were reported from Lake Pontchartrain. If any of you saw those, I didn't get the exact location of where those popped up, but text me at 504-260-1870. Something else going on Saturday, August the 14th. It's a couple weekends away. The Delta Marina is having their bullfrog bash, and if you want to get your team of up to four people to go grabbing some frogs, it's $100 per team. Heaviest frog, most frogs, longest distance frog jump, a frog race. It's like the Frog Olympics down there. Top 10 frogs. They're going to begin on the 13th, and you weigh in at beginning at 8 a.m. on Saturday morning. This is the complete opposite of fishing. Fishing rodeos, you fish early and you weigh in late. Frogging, because it's a nighttime activity, you frog at night and you weigh in early in the morning. That should be a good one. We're going to be talking to Mitch Jurisic probably next week and giving you some more details on how that's shaping up. And by the way, next weekend, the Empire South Pass Tarpon Rodeo, 71 years old. It's going to be going on down there at the Delta Marina, located right down there near Burris. All right, Ascension Area's anglers, bass fishermen, they've got a tame tournament coming up on Sunday, August 15th. $100 entry fee out of Dwaron's Landing down in the basin. All right, we come back after this. We'll get you a Lake Pontchartrain, Lake Catherine, Lake Bourne, North Biloxi Marsh, he travels. Have boat will travel, we call him. Mike Gallo is going to be joining us right after this timeout on The Outdoors with Don DeBue, Radio Network. The Barn on the Bayou Report with Mike Gallo is sponsored by CETO. And it doesn't surprise me that a marina operator like Robbie Campo is a firm believer in CETO, because he sees and hears of all the people who need assistance to get back in. And you can do that for $179 for a whole year membership. You'll get fuel dropped off where you need it, towed in 24/7. You got an electrical problem, they'll jumpstart you. Whatever it takes to get you back to the dock safely, CETO is like having a AAA on the water. Peace of mind for you and your loved one. One call away. Captain Chris, he'll take care of you. 504-301-4545 or simply click CETO.com. Captain Mike Gallo joins us now for his report. Mike, I got reports of algae blooms in Lake Pontchartrain. You know that emerald green water that's devoid of oxygen and devoid of marine life. A lot of times it sits on top and it's okay underneath. Generally happens when you get calm winds. We had a lot of freshwater runoff from the rains, from the North Shore rivers pouring into the lake, and all of a sudden, boom, it pops up. When you don't get that wind and wave action to churn it up, it just kind of sits there, and that stuff blooms and depletes all the oxygen in there. Did you encounter any of those, or have you seen them or heard about them?
I have actually seen some in the canal right behind my lodge, but I haven't seen any in the lake itself.
Yeah, those things, you need to stay away from them. There's some of those things are toxic to humans. That's kind of a blue algae, but the green algae is not so much toxic to humans, but it kills marine life because they can't breathe. It depletes all the oxygen, so it's best to stay away from it. But, you know, and really all it takes is a little bit of wave action or a good tidal movement, and it kind of churns it up and dissipates it. But some of the conditions we had during the week was ripe for it. So if someone sees that, don't say, oh, look at that pretty green water, man, thinking it's real good, productive, salty water. Wrong. It's not. And you can tell the difference. A good, clear, clean emerald green water is usually an algae bloom, but that kind of I guess you'd call it a little bit more on the murky side, greenish is what you're really looking for. So where have you been fishing, Mike, and where are you headed today to catch them?
Well, actually been doing a little bit of fishing on the western shoreline of Lake Bourne. We've had some westerly winds, and it's close for me, so we've run out of either Unknown Pass or Wrigley's Pass and hit the shoreline and work just kind of idle. I'm looking for mullet jumping around, and once I see some mullet, I'll slow down, put the trolling motor in the water, and I've been throwing shrimp under a popping cork, matrix bounced on the bottom, or even gulp under a popping cork, and that's been working well on redfish. If I don't find anything in the first 45 minutes or so, you know, I'll cover a fair amount of territory. I may jump up and run across to the Biloxi Marsh and just repeat that same process. Later in the day, when the water temperatures have really picked up quite a bit, we've been moving into the deeper passes and fishing in the deeper passes with some bait, either dead bait or live bait if it stays live that long on the bottom, and surprisingly have caught a few speckled trout. So that's new news for us, especially in late July and August.
Yeah, it is. You know, Mike, I can remember a couple trips with you fishing that west Lake Bourne shoreline, and you know, sight fishing or spotting the reds or looking for the mullet. But as I recall, we'd pull up some bass pretty regularly in there. Have you found any of those? You know, our buddy Jeff Bruce, a little concerned about bass fishing in that area. I guess we kind of got spoiled when there were a lot of them there. You still catching the occasional largemouth mixed in with those reds?
You catch them occasionally, but it doesn't seem to be as consistent as it was earlier. The rivers are low, and I think the salt water is creeping in more and more. I just haven't come across many at all. I don't know if I've caught 20 this year, where a couple of years ago I could catch 20 in a day. So just not seeing them. Now, I'm not concentrating on those areas where I would if I were targeting bass. You know, more in the open lakes. I'm trying to stay in water that's cooler in temperature.
Yeah, and that's getting at a premium right now, the way we've had these hot, hot conditions. You know, the water temperatures are up in the 90s in some areas right now. What about the platforms in the lake, in Lake Bourne? Have you tried any of those and had any success, or is that kind of hardhead catfish territory?
That seems to be, like you said, hardhead catfish territory. About 3 weeks ago, I was listening to Robbie because I always want to hear his report. It's very accurate. And it's the outer edges of where I normally fish. But when he was saying about 3 weeks ago that they were catching some trout over by, I think it's Campo Bayou and Fort Beauregard, that kind of had my attention. And I was wondering if that water would creep its way further towards me. And it seems it has. Got really beautiful green water in the south section of Lake Bourne, and that's more the area where we've been finding those trout. It wouldn't surprise me if there were trout in the Mr. Go. Nice deep water, clean, not moving too terribly much to get churned up, but I just haven't been there to give it a try.
Mike, finally, do you have a tip you could give us, being in the business? You bring in customers out who aren't conditioned to the high heat, the humidity, and sometimes can, you know, maybe get a little dehydrated. Any specific tips that you found work best for people that go out on rare occasions and aren't really conditioned to be out in some of the stuff you guys are in day after day?
Well, yes. I call my customers the night before the trip, and we have a little discussion. I try to tell them to bring loose, light clothing and drink plenty of water. And one of the things I like to tell them, and I think it's a true statement, when you're thirsty, water's the best tasting thing on earth. When you're not thirsty, drinking water's a chore. It just doesn't seem to taste that good at all. But I try to remind them, you need to drink plenty of water. Now, for someone up north, bringing plenty of water is a six-pack of water. And I think they need a six-pack apiece. So I always have plenty of water on the boat myself. And you just have to keep an eye on them. If someone stops sweating, that's going to be a sign that they're beginning to get depleted of their water. They're not cooling themselves anymore. So you'll have to watch those people carefully, get the boat moving, have them drink water, make sure they know where they are. And look, if they start to get heat stroke, that trip's over. You just got to get them back on land in some, get them a cool shower. We have towels on the boat that we put in the ice chest and can put around their shoulders and cool them down. But it can certainly be a dangerous situation for somebody to have heat stroke out on the water.
And, you know, Mike, one thing, caution is the ladies. A lot of times they refrain from drinking because they think they'll have to use the bathroom. So they don't drink enough liquids, and let me just tell them, go ahead and drink it. You know, every boat's got plans for facilities, so don't let that stop you and end up dehydrated, trying to hold off and not drink anything all day.
Right, right. We have the same conversation with the ladies as well. Don't let 5 minutes of personal time ruin 5 hours of great fun fishing. So whatever they got to do, they'll take care of that, and we'll make sure you have a good, fun, safe trip.
Well stated. Mike, take care of that voice from somebody who's had experience with that. It sounds like you're getting a little dry there. And also, if somebody needs to get you, I'm going to give out most of the information. They can find you on my site, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, your site, AAofLA.com. I'm going to let you tell them the phone number.
Very simple. You can find me at 985-781-7811.
Sounds good, Michael. We'll see you next week, buddy.
All right, Don, congratulations on 32 years. I've been a part, maybe half of that, but congratulations.
Yes, you have, and thank you for being there for us. We really appreciate it more than you know. Thanks again, and good luck to you. All right, coming up next, it's the Paddler's Report, Eric Mohabarak, and guess what he's got for you? Listen up, ladies, it's your favorite fish, flounder. His report's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Whether you're stroking or pedaling, you go after your fish in a paddle craft like a kayak, canoe, pirog, Tom Sawyer raft. We got a report for you with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club with Captain Eric Mohabarak, sponsored by Massey's. And Eric, before you tell us about those flounder, Tell us what's going on at Massey's.
Don, how you doing? Happy 32 years, too, to you.
Thank you.
Man, yeah, you're welcome. They got a bunch of new boats in stock. They are fully stocked on the Bonafide kayaks, which is a pretty neat little vessel they got coming out. They also started carrying the natives, again, the native kayaks. And they evidently got a hot number that people are driving from all over the country. I know they had a guy from Tennessee come in. It's a native Slayer 10. I'm not familiar with the boat yet. I haven't been by to see it. I'm going to take a peek at it there, see what's so fancy about it. And then, of course, they got a few Hobies left, some pro anglers, some passports. They're waiting on a shipment right now as they speak. They seem to not be able to keep them in the store. They also got a big shipment of bikes coming in, but they all going out fast, too. They just been pushed. And I don't know, people going crazy over the kayaks. That's an awesome thing, you know.
Well, it's like, you know, a lot of the boating industry, there's a lot of demand and not enough supply. But, you know, as you were getting ready to talk about, on the 7th, they have a demo day. So that new Native and, you know, the Bonafide and the Hobies, all of those, you can ride them before you buy. Where's that going to be and what's the time on it?
That's going to be at the Deutsches House on Bayou St. John at 1700 Moss Street. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Rain or shine, they're gonna go either way with it. But yeah, and then if you got a special model too, Don, if you want to try something out special, you can call the store and make sure they bring it out for you to try, and they'll be glad to do that for you.
Very good, very good. And they got locations in Mid-City of New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and a Covington North Shore location. Let's get to those flounders. We just don't have to go far to Mississippi to catch them. Tell me about it.
Yeah, I know. I've got a couple friends who've been going the last two weekends in a row and actually limiting out 2 days in a row, catching flounder, fishing the docks and the pylons and the jetties, the rock jetties and stuff. And it's just not in one location. It seems as if along the whole coast from Waveland to Gulfport, you know, they've hit a couple different areas and they've produced limits of flounder. Some smaller flounder, and of course I'm saying smaller pound and a half flounder, seem to be up shallower. If you're fishing in deeper water, they've been pulling out some nice ones, some 2 pounders, 3 pound flounder, you know, and they've really been bumping it. People have been going gigging at nighttime. That's really a good thing to do with the kids too. But it's really been impressive over that way. I don't know how many people are taking advantage of that, but I definitely wish I had a Mississippi license because I'd drive for flounder to love fish, you know. I'd have to get over there and get some. Yeah, that's the old Frank Davis saying there. The limits on them are you got to have them 12 inches and you're allowed 10 per person per day. And you also need that Mississippi license, too.
Exactly, exactly. Well, back along Louisiana coast, what can you tell us as far as, you know, Darrell Carpenter gave us a really good report from Grand Isle.
Yeah, he sure did. He did. And it's basically the same thing I'm going to give you, Don. You know, the water's pretty. The bull reds are showing up. I know everybody's waiting on that with Ride the Bull coming up. And there's going to be people out there pre-fishing and everything else. But, yeah, they got piles of bull reds coming in. They're catching good trout out there. You know, looks like it's going to be a good year for the tournament down that way. And also And over in Plaquemines Parish, they've been producing some good redfish off the Roseau Canes in Yellow Cotton Bay. Just that's an easy thing you can do is just start, you know, with kayak, get you some shrimp, bait shrimp, put it on a jig with a cork, throw up against the Roseau Canes. And I'm telling you, up against as close as you can get them and just pop that cork, count to three and pop the cork. And, you know, it'll produce you some redfish. It might take you a little while to find where they're located, but once you get them, you should be able to catch your limit. And then if you want to go for a further paddle, you can go hit them islands. But pick your days with that and watch out for the thunderstorms because that's a big open patch of water out there, you know.
And then, tell me about that topwater action in the lake in Pontchartrain.
Yeah, along the South Shore, basically launching at the Highway 11 bridge right there and headed back towards the west on the other side of the train trestle. They've been catching some good specks and reds. Not limits, but getting some good fish, you know. Some days, you know, you end up with two. Some days you end up with, you know, seven or eight specks, you know. But a decent fish, the redfish, it just depends on when you see them. You know, the water has been really clear when you have the south wind, and you can actually, you know, watch them crawl the bottom like that. So just, you know, work your top waters late in the evening, you know, which I like to do this time of year anyway. I don't like to be out there in the middle of the day.
All right, now for people that like to throw flies from their kayaks or from the bank, you got a little report on some nice bluegill.
Yeah, the bluegill is spawning up. If you walk around the banks of City Park or Bayou St. John, you'll be able to, West End also is another good area. You can actually see the bluegill and the perch spawning up. Also, you can get those cichlids and mixed in with them too. And that's pretty good, you know, if you fly guys out there. You know, you can't have a kayak in City Park Pines, but you can have one in Bayou St. John, and you can also use one in the West End area to find these fish. But it's something good.
Go ahead.
No, I was trying to say it's something you can do with the kids, too. It's a fairly easy trip for the kids. You know, maybe not with the fly rod, but you can get them a cane pole, you know, and just go walk along and see them. Cricket.
A little box of worms or crickets will do the job there. Now, those cichlids, those are not to be confused with chicklets, right? Two different things.
That's right. Right, two different things. Chicklets with gum, cichlids, the fish.
Yeah. Or Rio Grande perch, for those that are not familiar with it. All right, Louisiana Kayak Company, how do they find you? You're one of the few, you and Explore Kayaks Louisiana, and you are two of the few people that actually do kayak charters. So how do they get you?
Yeah, well, it's easy for me. You can find me on your website, of course, Don Dubuque Outdoors Guy, and you can also find me on Facebook and Instagram, the Louisiana Kayak Company. And my phone number is the best way to get in contact with me: 504-313-8292.
313-8292. All right, Eric, I got a little assignment for you for your next report. I want you to do some research on what's going on at Point of Shen. We hadn't checked in with them in a while, and I know they got some new construction going on for kayakers down there. So maybe you can give us the latest on an update from down that way.
Yeah, I'm going to try and get with Chris. What's his name? Anyway, I'm going to try and get with Chris and find out what's going on. From my understanding, they're putting in a kayak launch, and it's going to be free. I don't know all the details on it, but I'll check on that, and I'll find out for you.
Sounds good. We'll see you then.
All right, Don. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you. That's Captain Eric Mohabarak, Louisiana Kayak Company. All right. Coming back after this, maybe you did, maybe you didn't hear about it. 6-month investigation alleged a 2-year crime spree, 4 teenagers, 110 wildlife violations. We'll tell you their story of the bad boys of the outdoors right after this. And we have a few more texts coming in. Another Alabama text, our friend the Irish Coonass. He's working again this weekend, but he's listening. We also have a congratulations on the 32 years. That is from our Sugarland contingency who's listening. I was kind of worried about them. Hadn't heard from them lately, but glad to know they're up and early and listening. All right, here's a question. When did Thibodeau get a Hilton? Guess it's been 20 years since I've been there. Progress, but congratulations. Well-deserved award. Actually, it's the Hampton, but it's by Hilton Honors. I don't know if there was some merger between Hilton and Hampton. I don't really keep up with the hotel motel industry. Maybe somebody can enlighten me on that. But we got a reservation confirmation back from Hilton, but the technical name is the Hampton Inn. All right, then I have, look at this, 32 years. Congratulations, bringing the outdoors to everyone. It's from Mike Bench of the Delacro Corporation and Ducks Unlimited. He's in New Paris, Ohio. I'm going to have to get the Google out to find that one. What the heck are you doing up there, Mike? All right, then we have Jerry Fakenner. He says, time flies when you're having fun. Congratulations. And then we have Justin the Refuge. He can't remember when he first started listening, but he's been there religiously ever since. Happy anniversary. And thanks to you, Justin, for being a regular, frequent listener. All right, we come back after this 10-second station ID. It's Bad Boys time. Got 4 teenagers in big trouble. Back with their story right after we let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Following a 6-month investigation of a 2-year crime spree by 4 juveniles committing 119, count them, 119 wildlife violations in Indiana and Illinois, it's finally ended in the charges alleging that the 4 illegally killed more than 20 deer in two states during 2019, 2020, and 2021 deer seasons. Multiple deer were shot from trucks with the aid of spotlights at night, intentionally run over with vehicles, and then stabbed or kicked to death. These are not good kids. The wide range of misdemeanor violations includes torture or mutilation of a vertebrate animal, wanton waste, illegal taking of white-tailed deer, use of an artificial light, jacklighting, failure to procure a non-resident license, hunting without landowner consent, trespass, criminal trespass on a railroad train car, hunting and shooting from public roadway, taking more than one antler deer, and taking wild animal with the use of a motor-driven conveyance. Because of juvenile identity protection laws, the four remained unnamed. However, they are designated, and deservedly so, as our bad boys of the outdoors. Now, there's a chance they could be tried and sentenced as adults. That's possible, but don't hold your breath. We are experiencing the age of unaccountability for criminal activity, but I'm sure these four may be in the running for our baddest of the bad, and we'll try to get the identification on them. This, some people who are really headed for some rough times in the future and bad actions. All right, we come back after this. Ryan Lambert joins us. Get a fishing report from the parish of Plaquemines. You're listening to it on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we take you down to Cajun Fishing Adventures in Plaquemines Parish, where the fishing activity is brisk. And we talked to Captain Ryan Lambert. Ryan, you got a full house down there this weekend?
Oh, Lord, it's been full for forever. Yeah, it's, we've been getting it, buddy. I laugh every time I hear that silly song you play.
That's your song. Man. I wouldn't call that silly.
I laugh every time I hear it. I laugh.
Everybody else does, too. They love it.
It's been plastic this week, Potty. And, you know, that sparkle beetle, old chartreuse sparkle beetle with the red dot has been on fire. I mean, we've been limited out on trout by 9 o'clock every morning. It's been good. Got a bunch of bull reds around. You know, the regular keeper reds have been really strange for the last few weeks. I've never in my whole career seen a lack of reds down here like there is now. I mean, you can catch them, you know, you work on them, and that's what you want to catch with, you know, the boys with a lot of shrimp and all. But it's just been so strange. But the river's coming down. Everything's going to come home.
Yeah, well, you know that sparkle beetle, the green with the red dot, I mean, how many of those things have been used over the years? I think we'd have to have a contest to find out the all-time bait, the one that has probably put the most speckled trout in the ice chest. And that one would be right up there with them, that sparkle beetle for sure.
Speck rig and that, but I'm going to ask Billy next time I see him at H&H how many of them dudes he's sold. I know it's a bunch. Oh, my word.
And I haven't fished with them lately. Are they still as durable? You know, a lot of the new baits that come, they make those real thin tails, and the fish pull them off real quick, and you got to keep changing bait, which is probably a good thing for the bait companies. But, boy, that bait we're talking about, that was always one of the toughest baits.
Oh, the last time I went to see Billy, he gave me 2,000 of them. And I said, you can't get the hook in them. You got to, when we get to the bank of the hook, you got to push hard to get it on there, and it doesn't come off. I mean, yeah, it's a durable bait. And the speckled trout right now, I mean, they've been just on fire, both sides of the river. I mean, it's been good. The river, it crested 3 days ago. It's 8.7 now, and by the end of June, it's going to be 4 foot. And we hadn't seen that in years. So if it continues that, historically, the third week in September, the river hits that 3 and it gets real green and beautiful. I would sure love to see that this fall. Oh, my gosh, I miss it.
Yeah, me and you both. Hey, let me ask you this. Have you or any of your guides come across any algal blooms out there? You know, I know when you go on the east side and you get out there towards that Black Bay area, you know, towards Delacro, sometimes that'll pop up.
As the tide comes in, it's good. And as soon as the tide wanes and starts, it just stops, that heat, boom, it'll light it up and it all turn algae real quick. But, you know, as I watch shows from all over the country, bass tournaments and all, it's like that everywhere. It's not, you know, all the lakes turn green like that. one of my yard does. I mean, it's just the heat and the nutrients in the water. So, you know, west side, east side, everything's got an algae bloom right now as soon as the water slows down. But, you know, this flip-flop we got coming up, that's going to be the worst time for the algae bloom where you have a chance of jubilees and fish kills and stuff like that, because when the tide's not moving, the oxygen will leave, and if it just sits there in that heat, it'll turn green. It'll take the oxygen out. And this one coming up, the August neap tides is the worst for that. And so, you know, that's this week coming up, and so we'll watch and see.
You know, you're talking about this is not something that's exclusive to Louisiana offshore waters or nearshore waters. You know, even on the impoundments and the landlocked lakes, they call it turnover,
right,
where water turns over and the oxygen gets bad, and same kind of situation, just a different name for it. But everybody's got to deal with it.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. You know, and, you know, we got something to blame. We'll blame the river. But, you know, with all the nitrates in the river, it does make a difference. You know, we put all that through the marsh and let it filter it out, we won't have that going outside. But until we fix some of our problems, we're going to have problems.
All right. From here on out, I'm going to be asking you every week, blue-winged teal sightings, we're like 84 days away now?
Yeah, well, it's only in our brain right now. Everybody's already talking about it. Everybody's getting ready. I am so booked up. Oh, my gosh. So I got both leases working. We are getting them ready already. You know, duck potatoes are growing as far as you can see. Places I've never seen duck potatoes. The aquatic vegetation is doing really well. But, duck potatoes is what saved us last year, because even if you got hurricanes, that root structure is still there, and that's what the ducks eat. So by them multiplying tenfold is not going to hurt us at all. We'll have ducks no matter what. So that's
they love those French fries. They love them.
Oh, yeah. But I like the aquatic vegetation. You get that hydrilla and milfoil. That's what the gadwalls like. And, you know, we like killing our gray ducks. So, you know, hopefully we'll scoop by this year and have a great, great fall. I'm ready.
Seen any tickweed that reemerged? You know, it was absent there a couple of years.
Oh, it's there. Oh, and you know what else? The peas are there this year. We didn't have peas last year. Even before the storms, we didn't have them. But the peas, the banks are just completely covered. You know, it's a different landscape in Venice this year. You know, the wild oats aren't there so much. The roseos are beat way back. I mean, it looks, I could go 2 miles inland from where I used to go through these ponds and stuff. So hopefully it'll all start growing real hard. Everything's a month behind. I mean, even like the blackberries, the agapanthus, all of the different flowers, I watch them. I know when they're supposed to bloom, and they're all about a month behind this year. It's a weird year. It really is.
Let's hope the ducks aren't late. Let's hope they're not 30 days late.
Well, we got a front coming tomorrow, so that'll start pushing already.
Keep your eyes peeled. All right, if somebody wants to get you, then go to CajunFishingAdventures.com. You got a beautiful website, and I think you could get the little plastic man. Don't y'all play that when they click it on, too? And in the meantime, we can get you to humming on the phone when they call you. What's the phone number?
It's 504-559. 5111, but it's not about me. It's about the customer. So I know what you mean.
Y'all do a great job with it, too. All right, Captain Ryan, thank you, my friend. We'll talk next week. All right, Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. All right, as you listen to Tammy Does the Shimmy at the Fish Fry, we'll be right back with the wrap-up on this week's show. All right, did want to remind those of you in the COMEAT chapter of the Coastal Conservation Association, got your banquet coming up next Thursday, August 5th, at the Starkey Gym on Jure Road. Be sure to get your star ticket there if you have not got it. All right, got some more text messages. Dixie Ranch telling me, go another 32 years. Let me see. I don't think I can make it, but thanks for the gesture. All right, Mike Benj is having a family reunion up there in Ohio. I hope you all enjoy it. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back again next week as we begin our 33rd year of this program, and we'll be doing that from the Hilton/Hampton Inn in Thibodaux, Louisiana, the site of the annual Louisiana Outdoor Writer Association Convention and Conference. Don't forget, check out Bayou Wild, Ride the Bull this week, and next week we start Season 7 brand-new episodes with Wicked and Wild Slam. See you next week at the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!